inside our heads.
And then it explodes into this enormous
rather gruesome, wrinkles like a walnut, and with the consistency of mushroom.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from unceded Musqueam territory in Vancouver at the University of British Columbia. My name is Mia. This show is called Particles and Waves. It's an eclectic music program and is not very spooky today because it is, in fact, a show that I had planned a little bit earlier and didn't work out for varying reasons, and I also just don't really listen to terrifically spooky music anyhow, but I do at least think that I listen to very pleasant music, good music, stuff I like, stuff I find very, very emotional and fun and neat, and I want to give that all to you, the listener. So that is what I plan to do. And I want to start this show, as I often do, with one of my favorite bands, which is Stars. They released There Is No Love in Fluorescent Light a couple of weeks ago, and it has rocketed right to the top of my favorite albums this year. Absolutely phenomenal, and I've been following Stars for the better part of a decade, and this is some of their best work. So I have not yet played the track called The Maze from this album on the air yet, so I want to do that and follow it up, continuing the sort of very dreamy Canadian indie pop with a little bit of Always with Dreams Tonight. Please enjoy.
In the center of the maze, summer afternoon, I sat alone and waited until I saw the moon. And then the stars erupted. We'll be right back.
My doubts, but I'm not gonna give them lost. Hold my head. magazine, book, and comic vendors will be gathering at the Gold Corp Center for the Arts on Sunday, November 5th for Broken Pencil's Canzine Vancouver Fair. The event runs from 1 to 7 and admission is free. Visit canzine.ca for more details. Nikkei National Museum's Hastings Park 1942 exhibit marks the 75th anniversary of Japanese-Canadian internment. Visit the exhibit until January 13th to see Japanese Problem, a contemporary performance piece which offers a glimpse into a dark episode of history at the Pyrenees Livestock Barn. Nikkei National Museum is located in Burnaby and entry is by donation.
Welcome back to Particles and Waves. You just heard Better Than Then, Closer to Now. It's a song by Gordy off of her phenomenal album, Reservoir. Before that, Dreams Tonight by Alves from Antisocialites. And at the top of the show, The Maze by Stars off of There Is No Love in Fluorescent Light. 2017 saw the release of a ton of albums from bands I really adore, including The New Pornographers, who are a super group that have been putting out things for like 18 years now, and I've loved almost everything that they've done. They consist of, for those who don't know, musicians who really, almost all of them have their own careers, either solo or as part of other bands, and then they come together every so often as the New Pornographers. It includes A.C. Newman, it includes Catherine Calder, it includes Nico Case, and it includes Dan Behar. Those tend to be the four, like, really obvious vocalists. And Dan Behar is definitely a point of contention, I would say. He is a musician that, when he's part of the New Pornographers, there is definitely a weird, like, Lennon-McCartney divide between Dan Behar and A.C. Newman, and it genuinely depends. Like, your favorite song, your favorite album, your opinion of the New Pornographers altogether really hinges on whether, on your patience level for Dan Behar, because he's a weird guy and he writes really weird songs. I've seen them live multiple times. He has never looked at the audience with open eyes. He either sings with his eyes shut or with his back turned. Once he came out, the first time I ever saw them live, he came out in a tweed jacket with elbow patches and a goblet of wine. Not a glass, but a goblet. And yeah, he's just kind of a strange dude. This past album that the New Pornographers released was called Whiteout Conditions, and it was the first one that did not include Dan Behar at all. And the members were really quick to stress that it wasn't a breakup or it wasn't sort of split. It literally was that Dan Behar, this was a scheduling issue, he was working on his own album. He performs under the name Destroyer at the same time. And I was actually kind of excited to sort of see, well, what's the New Pornographer, you know, what are they going to sound like without Dan Behar, whom I find somewhat contentious? And I didn't actually like the album that much. It turns out Dan Behar is kind of like that pinch of salt when you make a batch of cookies. It works without it. The whole works without that part. But when you have it in there, there's a robustness to the final result. And as a result, Whiteout Conditions, like, I really haven't listened to it much since it released. This is all hugely enough to say that Dan Behar, as Destroyer, did release his album, which is called Ken, and is just as weird and, like, very strange, like, political, based on a working title of a song from a completely different artist and yeah, you need a whole, like, roadmap to sort of untangle it. It's the kind of thing that Pitchfork really likes to do. But I have been enjoying this. I have kind of been an on-and-off Destroyer appreciator. I wouldn't call myself a fan. But I've liked what I've heard of Ken so far, so I wanted to play Tinseltown Swimming in Blood, which is a pretty Dan Behar-esque title, if I do say so myself. And I'm going to follow it up with a band called Sleepy Sun. They've been around for a long, long time. They just released an album called Private Tales. And the opening track, Prodigal Vampire, is a delightful, delightful romp through a ton of like wacky, waving, sound distorted guitars. And yeah, I think those two will pair really, really nicely, along with some Preacher to round it all out. So please enjoy.
Swimming in blood, tinsel ribbons dancing in the rain, flowers on the skyline. Hey, how is the wine? What comes round's going round again. Towers coming up forever. I was a dreamer, watch me leave.
Thank you.
Welcome back to Particles and Waves. That was a track called Night Machine by The Preachers off of the album Girlhood, which I've been listening to on and off and really quite enjoy a lot. Before that, Sleepy Sun with Prodigal Vampire off of Private Tales, and Tinseltown Swimming in Blood by Destroyer off of the album Ken. I did not grow up, listener, being much of a Whitney Houston fan. It just wasn't really my parents listened to slightly different things from the same generation. And so I really just genuinely didn't know that I needed like a weird electro indie pop cover of The Greatest Love of All until I heard it myself. It is one of the tracks on the new album by Washington duo The Blow, who really perform music as performance art. They have been doing so since 2001, and they just released their first album in 4 or 5 years. It's called Brand New Abyss. And while I haven't heard all of it so far, I really, really enjoy this cover. And I kind of am a bit of a collector of good cover songs. And this is definitely going into the little mental Rolodex. I'm also going to follow it up with Partner, the Canadian duo who have written an album called In Search of Lost Time, which is just one of my favorites right now. It is everything that I wanted out of like weird mid-2000s surf punk pop, but it's by two queer ladies and it's the best. It's, yeah, it genuinely touches a very specific part of my music nerd heart. And then finally in this upcoming set, Saint Vincent with Slow Disco, one of the many absolutely incredible songs off of her new album, Mass Seduction.
I believe the children are our future. Teach them well and let them lead the way. Show them all the beauty they possess inside. Give them a sense of pride to make it easier. Let the children's laughter remind us how we used to be. Everybody's searching for a hero. People need someone to look up to. I never found anyone to fulfill my needs. A lonely place to be. So I learned to depend on me. I decided long ago never to walk in anyone's shadow. If I fail, if I succeed, at least I'll live as I believe. No matter what they take from me, they can't take away my dignity. Because the hatest love of all is happening to me. I found the best love of all inside of me. The hatest love of all is easy to achieve. I found the greatest love of all inside of me. I believe the children are our future. Teach them well and let them lead the way. Show them all the beauty they possess inside. Give them a sense of pride to make it easier. Let the children's laughter remind us how we used to be. Everybody's searching for a hero. People need someone to look up to. I never found anyone to fulfill my needs. A lonely place to be. So I learned to depend on me. I decided long ago never to walk in anyone's shadow. If I fail, if I succeed, at least I'll live as I believe. No matter what they take from me, they can't take away my dignity. Because the hatest love of all is happening to me. I found the best love of all inside of me. The hatest love of all is easy to achieve. I found the best love of all inside of me. chance the special place that you've been dreaming of leads you to a lonely place. Find your strength in love. Chance the special place that you've been dreaming of leads you to a lonely place. Find your strength in love. In love. In love. In love.
Well, there's a funny thing that happens to me when I'm expecting to enjoy myself thoroughly. There's this one line at the back of my mind, and I can't help but think about it the whole time. It's I can't wait to remember this.
Thank you. I sway in place to a slow disco and a class for the saints and a bow for the road. Am I thinking what everybody's thinking? I'm so glad I came, but I can't wait to leave. Slip my hand from your hand, leave you dancing with a ghost. Slip my hand from your hand, leave you dancing with a ghost. There's blood in my ears and a fool in the mirror, and the pain of mistakes couldn't get any clearer. Am I thinking what everybody's thinking? I'm so glad I came, but I can't wait to leave. Slip my hand from your hand, leave you dancing with a ghost. Slip my hand from your hand, leave you dancing with a ghost.
Sometimes it feels like the only thing
you can count on in life is the fact that Mint Records will always have a Christmas party and always have it ridiculously early. This year, join Woolworm, Needles & Pins, Jay Arner, Supermoon, Kellerisa, and Dumb at the Astoria on December 2nd for music, presents, and Christmas fun.
Tune into Post Rock Friday from 10 to 11 with your host John P for the best in post rock, drone, ambient, experimental, and noise.
Welcome back. You just heard Slow Disco by St. Vincent off of the truly incredible album Mass Seduction, which I recommend that you check out immediately because, oh my god. Before that, Partner with Remember This off of In Search of Lost Time and The Blow covering The Greatest Love of All on their new album, Brand New Abyss. I was going to play this next song last, but in the interest of time, just in case I run out, I actually don't want to have to like fade it out. So we're just going to talk about it now. I have recently binge-watched through a TV show called The Expanse, which is very good and difficult to describe, except that it made me remember Battlestar Galactica, and that's a pretty intense high compliment coming from me. The 2000s BSG reboot, remake, reimagining, I came to it like literally probably 5 to 10 years too late. But I fell in love, and it was how one of my best friends, I bonded with one of my best friends. And it is, to this day, one of my favorite pieces of science fiction, even as it went off the rails sometimes. And oh my gosh, did it get silly. But it got silly with a lot of heart and with a lot of bravado, and I'm a sucker for that kind of thing. So, spoilers for a now fairly old television show, but at one point, it is the finale of the third season. There are five characters who are secretly robots. They're secretly Cylons. They don't know that they are. And they've been thinking that they're human this whole time. And they've been hearing weird music. And there's been this thread of a musical motif. The music for Battlestar Galactica was by Bear McCreary. And it's so good. It hurts a little bit sometimes. I may or may not have decided to use one of the pieces of the score to walk down the aisle, you know, when I get married. But at one point in this season finale, all these characters are, you know, converging on this one part of this one ship, and one of them says, "There must be some way out of here," and another one says, "So the Joker to the thief," and then sure enough, it turns out that the song that they've all been hearing is a cover of All Along the Watchtower. And at the time when you watch it, it's kind of horrifying and confusing because it just is a very sudden shift in place and setting and context for where and when this show is supposed to take place. And it gets even more confusing later on. But the cover itself is actually amazing, and it stuck in my head and transformed from something kind of horrifying to something kind of horrifyingly awesome. And even though I haven't gone back to watch BSG in a long time, I do periodically listen to the score, and I do periodically remember this particular cover, and then I play it on the radio. So that's what I'm gonna do. It's something of a time-honored tradition for little old me, but I haven't done it here in Vancouver yet. So please enjoy Bear McCreary's cover of All Along the Watchtower from Battlestar Galactica.
Must be some way out of here, said the Joker to the thief. There's too much confusion, I can't get no relief. Businessmen, they drink my wine, plowmen dig my earth. None of them along the line know what any of it is worth. Oh,
And that is how you confuse a whole bunch of science fiction fans for many, many years to come, is Bear McCreary's cover of All Along the Watchtower from the delightful, amazing, very confusing show Battlestar Galactica. And I am going to finish a teeny bit early, but I have one more song to play, and it comes directly from the fact that the Zola's leader tweeted out last week or the week before that if anybody was fans of a song called Merlina Kamikaze, which is from their first album, that we were going to be very pleased with the music that he was writing at the moment. And I'm a fan of Merlina Kamikaze a lot. I love it. And because I love basically everything the Zolas do, but Tick Tock Tick, which is from 2009, like hit right at the point when I was really developing my adult sort of mature taste in music. And I've loved the Zolas ever since. So in honor of that, I'm going to close out this show with that song. And I hope you enjoy it. Please stay tuned for more awesome campus content, and I will catch you all next week. Thank you very much for listening to Particles and Waves.
Oh, Marlena, you are something special. Please believe me when I tell you so. I'm a lion when we are one, but without you, I'm a kamikaze, I'm a high strung. I'm hanging up inside the hot sun, but think about you when I'm undone. Oh, Marlena, kamikaze, life is to you, darling, you're like a ghost to me on every corner. You're like a ghost to me on every man's arm. I know you're somewhere in the city. You're like a ghost to me. You're like a ghost to me. You're like a ghost to me on every corner. You're like a ghost to me on every man's arm. I know you're somewhere in.
listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people.
It's the witches!
Easy, guys. It's just the Hex Girls.
I'm gonna cast